instead, we have a lot of education programs and veterinary assistance programs, and those are for low-income residents in our service area. We also have a spay-neuter underwriting program. So with these programs, education and animal care, we like to say that our programs help keep animals out of the shelter and, if possible, at home with their families. So, yeah, we have a unique role in the community.
That's very cool. That's very interesting to hear that, you know, where that line lies between shelter and just a humane society in general. I understand you have a brand new, not brand new, but a brand new version of a classic fundraiser, Daisy's Day, coming up here. What's going on? How are you guys adjusting to fundraising during the pandemic?
Yeah, it's a challenging year, but animals need even more help this year. Lots of people have lost their jobs. So our Daisy Fund supports these veterinary programs that make sure that animals get the care they need. And so people want to see animals get the care. And so we are having our event. Usually it's an event, fundraising with lots of food like the Impossible Burger. We have auctions, music, testimonials by people whose animals we have helped. We have lots of fun. This year, of course, with COVID, we're having an online campaign. And so we really welcome the support of your audience to support our Daisy Fund. And donations are really how we are able to help animals in need.
Yeah, and I believe that the Daisy Fund, the goal this year is actually a little higher. Is that because these animals need a lot more help this year with everything going on?
Yes, we have our thermometer set at $100,000. And last year we provided care for about 200 animals. This year, we're anticipating maybe 300 or 400 animals. And yeah, it is because of COVID. People are out of work. They still love their pets. They're home with their pets. We really honor that relationship. And, I hope your listeners do too, because we would love to have your support. So it's a very important program. It keeps animals, as I say, from being surrendered to the shelter, where if they're really sick or injured, they might be euthanized. So we want those animals to be at home with their families.
Yeah, and can you talk about some of the other programs, the other things that the Humane Society offers for these animals that maybe a traditional shelter doesn't?
We have a lot of education programs, and we have them for children of all ages, for middle and high school students. We have them for the community. We hope to teach, you know, not just animal care, but also a sense of responsibility for others. So our goal is to promote kindness and respect and responsibility. And our programs are listed on our website. Some of them are for teachers. Many of them are just directly for anybody to look at. They're perfect for this time of distance learning. So if you go to our website, you could check out our touchy-feely video talks. And if teachers would like to teach humane education to their students, teachers can look at Mau Wau animals, for instance. And we have a lot of resources on our website that, as I say, are perfect for this time where we have to maybe learn from home. So we hope that your listeners will use our website and its resources.
Wow, that's really great. Can you say the link to the website? What's the URL, and is that the same place where people can go to donate?
Be wonderful. www.paloaltohumane.org.
That's great. Is there a Facebook page along with that, or is that the one-stop shop to help out?
No, you can get to Facebook through there, but that's at Palo Alto Humane.
Great. Well, Carol, I'm looking forward to the virtual event. You guys have a lot of great programs going on. You guys could check out the Palo Alto Humane Society with Daisy's Day, the brand new version of the classic fundraising event. Carol, thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this chance. Thank you.